live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a government minister has said there will be no provision made for a number of students in Donegal who have missed out on school transport for which they are eligible. A Donegal man is understood to be the suspect in an alleged sexual assault against three schoolgirls during last week's National Ploughing Championships. Gardaí Ballyshannon are continuing to appeal to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. And detectives in Strabane are appealing for information following a report of a shooting incident in the Mourne Park area on Sunday last. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the mother of Danielle McLaughlin has welcomed a commitment from the Taoiseach that Irish Consul will be dispatched to India to meet with local authorities regarding the Bunkrana woman's case and to attend the court hearing. The most recent correspondence from Leo Radker's office also outlined how more support would be made available to Andrea Branigan and other families whose loved ones have died abroad, including the assurance of practical assistance from the Irish Embassy. Ms. Branigan says the recommendations are positive and vital in allowing her to grieve for her daughter.
It is comforting, but I know from the meeting that Mumbai office will not be open to the middle of next year. So, like, we're chatting then, like, Danielle will be chatting with this court case that's probably been on for 2 years at that stage. But the fact that somebody is going to go to the court is all I've really kind of been asking, is somebody to go. It might put pressure on Dundee authorities to kind of fast track the court, because, like, originally we could be chatting 5 years otherwise. I need it so I can grieve. I need this part over. I need to be able to grieve, because at the moment I just feel I'm fighting one authority after another, looking for help.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the response given to the school transport issue in Inishowen is completely unacceptable. Earlier today in the Shannon, Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor told Senator McLaughlin that there will be no provision made for those students attending schools in Milford, Bunkrana and Cardonagh who have missed out on school transport for which they are eligible. Senator McLaughlin says the response issued today contradicts what was discussed with Minister John Halligan last week.
The situation referred by you, Senator, relates to a number of children whose payment was not received on time, and a further number who are not eligible for school transport. As the services in the area are operating at capacity, it will not be possible to accommodate them on school transport services.
Minister, that response is completely unacceptable to me and every other public representative in Donegal. And it's not in keeping with what Minister John Halligan said to us last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, the Oireachtas members who were present left hopeful that there might be a solution, that there could be an intervention because of the number of eligible students. Now, eligible versus concessionary is a matter for debate, because, you know, you could have a situation where if somebody's in a rural area, they're about 100 metres closer to a school in another town. But in terms of this issue, going by your own rules now, we have about 50 pupils who are eligible for school transport who are being left behind. That is unacceptable to me and any other public representative worth their salt in Donegal. So I'm asking now that I appreciate the Department of Education officials wrote this response that you're delivering today. I'm asking you to speak to Minister John Halligan and to honour the understanding that we had last Wednesday. That's critical now at this stage.
I hear what you're saying, and I will make sure that Minister Bruton and Minister Halligan hear the concerns that you've raised and what the group that you brought to meet Minister Halligan, and I'll ask him to revert specifically to you.
Investigations are continuing into an alleged sexual assault against three schoolgirls at last week's National Ploughing Championships, in which a Donegal man is understood to be the suspect. It's believed that the 20-year-old man made his way into a hotel room where a number of underage girls working at the event were staying. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The girls, who were all from St Mary's Secondary School in Nenagh and County Tipperary, were working at the Ploughing in Offaly as part of their transition year work experience. A number of students from the all-girls school were staying at a hotel just outside of Moat in Westmeath. At about 1 a.m. Thursday last, a man entered one of the rooms where the girls were staying. It's not yet known how the man was able to enter the room, but the girls raised the alarm when they realised he was there. Three girls have made statements in relation to the incident, and investigating officers are now deciding whether to arrest the 20-year-old. It's understood that he is from a small village in Donegal and was also attending the National Ploughing Championships. All the parents of the children have been informed. St Mary said it could not comment as investigations are ongoing.
A nurses' strike could be on the cards. Delegates at a special conference of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation have voted by 92% to reject the government's latest pay proposals. The union says the offer would have no impact on the majority of nurses and midwives. It's now expected that INMO members will be balloted next month on the pay offer. If rejected, a second ballot for strike action will follow. A public meeting of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee last evening has been told that while €1.5 million is to be spent upgrading the Garda station in Donegal town, it will only be opened 12 hours a day. It was revealed that the station hasn't been operating on a 24-hour basis since 2009. Concern was expressed that the absence of a 24-hour Garda presence in the station might encourage criminals to target the town. Senior Gardaí said they believe it's better to have Gardaí on patrol rather than behind a desk. Councillor Niamh Kennedy agrees.
Nobody's going to call to the station at 10 or 11 o'clock at night looking for a passport form to be filled out. We're going to be doing that during the day. So I think we have to be realistic here as well. If we don't have the resources, they're better off on the street, on the beat, so as we can see them. The lights will still be on in the station and we'll still have somebody there if needs be. And I think it'll be at the end of a phone call. So we're hoping that'll happen.
Meanwhile, Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn told the meeting that Gardaí are always trying to maximise the service with available resources, and more probationers are being deployed to more stations in Donegal. On the issue of Brexit, she acknowledged more resources will be needed and said there are challenges, not least the fact that there is little clarity on what's going to happen.
Nobody knows what's going to happen with Brexit, and as I said here tonight, you want to have a crystal ball because it's evolving all the time, it's very fluid. But obviously as a police service, we have to prepare. I've been working with the Commissioner in that regard as to how we can best provide a policing service. Another two aspects to this, there's the customs aspect and the policing service. So we've been working at how best we can provide that service in terms of, you know, what the eventuality will be, that there'll be either a hard or soft border, and we need to have our plans, and we are working behind the scenes, you know, with the Commissioner, and he's in consultation with the Department of how we can do that.
You would expect that extra resources would need to be provided though in the event of a hard border, and of course, again, I know we are in the area of speculation, but it would be very hard to do it with the resources to hand currently.
Well, currently we wouldn't be able to provide the service with the current resources, and we have highlighted that, and I think everybody has an acceptance of that. We're hoping that it's not going to be a hard border, that the people of Donegal can continue to have free travel over and back across the border, and that we will still concentrate on national and international security aspects.
Gardaí of Ballyshannon are continuing to appeal to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. Rhonda was last seen on Sunday last at Bridgetown in Lahey. She's described as 5'5" in height, of a slim build with brown auburn hair, and was last seen wearing a red top and grey tracksuit bottoms. Anyone with any information is asked to contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon. A fact-finding mission has been hosted for residents of Tory Island as part of consultations on securing a new ferry for the island. The mission was hosted by Government Chief Whip Minister Joe McHugh in County Clare today, who says it was an opportunity to see firsthand the range of modern boats serving the Aran Islands and the process of acquiring a new one for Tory. Minister McHugh was joined in Clare by the manager of the Corps Common in Tory, Marjorie Carroll, and a number of other members, along with Paul O'Gallagher, who acted as an intermediary in the Tory ferry dispute. Minister McHugh is hopeful progress on providing a new boat for the island can now continue at a steady pace.
The islanders have always expressed the need to have themselves at the centre of the decision. So as part of this, we've come to Doolin today to look at different ferry operations and, I suppose, look and listen to the different experiences they've had over the last number of years as a successful tourism destination, but also in relation to getting proper connectivity to the Aran Islands. So it was good consultation. There were five members of the Corps coming, at this morning's meetings. I suppose the uniqueness of Tory Island was expressed by the core common members as well, and one overarching message we got from providers today was that the vessel, whatever type of solution that's needed, it will have to be designed in recognition of the unique identity of Tory Island itself.
And what is the next step now in the process of ensuring that the ferry is delivered?
Capital money for the ferry has been ring-fenced in the 10-year capital plan, so it's not a question of finding the money. That has been guaranteed within the 10-year national plan and the 2040 plan. What we need to do now is keep the momentum going, and we did decide today, and Paul Gallagher has been part and parcel of this process since he developed his own report and different commitments. So we'll be looking to meet with providers now in Galway, whether it's designing a custom made boat or whether we're looking at buying one, or what is the best way forward. So I think after today's meetings, and I think there were previous consultations with the Core Common and Rathlin Island as well, and getting a feel for things in Galway, I think we'll be in a position to move the thing forward after that.
Social welfare cuts made during the crash may finally be reversed in the budget. Leo Varadkar says while a final deal hasn't been agreed, he's hopeful that will form a part of the budget. The ESRI has warned against large-scale spending next month, calling for a neutral budget. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says more is likely to be spent on social welfare.
There will be a tax on welfare package, and that will put money back in people's pockets, not just middle-income taxpayers, but also pensioners and people on welfare. While we haven't signed off on the budget yet and can't agree it as yet, I firmly hope that it will be the budget that finally reverses the cuts made to weekly welfare payments made by government in the past.
Detectives in Strabane are appealing for information following a report of a shooting incident in the Moon Park area on Sunday last. The alarm was raised at around 9 o'clock with reports that a shot had been fired at a property by an unknown male in the area. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
It's believed a man approached the front door of the property carrying a white plastic bag with a suspected firearm inside. When the male occupant opened the door, a shot was fired from the bag. The occupant was left uninjured, but damage was caused to the front door. The suspect's reported to have made off on foot in the direction of St Mary's Drive. He's described as being 5 feet 10 inches in height, of slim build, aged in his mid-20s to 30s, believed to have been wearing a parka-style jacket with a fur hood. Inquiries are continuing. Police are urging anyone with any information to contact detectives on 101.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with news of Gaelic Games, and Ryan McHugh has been ruled out for the rest of the year and will not take part in any football until 2019 on medical advice. The Kilcara man has endured a difficult period, having suffered a blow to the head in a challenge game against St Vincent's in Dublin. He was also ruled out for 6 weeks following the Kildare National Football League game earlier in the year with concussion. The All-Star hasn't featured in any of Kilcare's group games in the Donegal Senior Football Championship this month. He met with the doctor again this week, and under medical advice, Ryan will not play for the rest of the year. Sean Kavanagh's club have appealed the decision not to take any disciplinary action after their star player was hospitalised. Kavanagh suffered a broken nose and concussion in Moy's recent championship game against Edendark. The Tyrone County Board ruled the injuries merited no sanction, but Moy have called for the decision to be reconsidered after viewing video footage. Derry Senior Football Championship continues tonight with the first of the quarter-final replays. Sláinte are due to take on Eoin Rua Coleraine at 8 o'clock in Eoin Beg. The winner will go through to play Ballinascreen in the semi-final. Lavey and Loop will contest the other replay in the quarter-finals tomorrow night, Thursday. In soccer, James McLean has been cleared to return to training from tomorrow after his recent wrist injury. The Stoke City winger sustained the injury in the Republic of Ireland's training session ahead of their UEFA Nations League opener against Wales, and subsequently missed that game. He had been expected to be out for six weeks, but returns to training after just 3 weeks out. Premier League frontrunners Liverpool and Chelsea go head-to-head at Anfield tonight. They meet in the third round of the League Cup just days before a top-flight showdown at Stamford Bridge. Reds boss Jurgen Klopp has confirmed that keeper Simon Mignolet will make his first appearance of the season. Chelsea are also expected to rotate their lineup, but top scorer Eden Hazard could still feature. Klopp says Saturday's game should have no bearing on tonight's proceedings.
We should completely ignore the game on Saturday because there's nothing to do with that. It's a completely different competition. It's a coincidence that we play them and a few days later again, but it's a difficult draw for both teams.
Also tonight in the League Cup, Tottenham play host to Watford. Arsenal welcome fellow Londoners Brentford to the Emirates. West Ham entertain League Two side Macclesfield Town, and Nottingham Forest and Stoke meet in an all-championship game at the City Ground. And Scotland Celtic will aim to put their poor league start to one side when they play St Johnstone in the quarterfinals of the Scottish League Cup this evening. Rangers meet Ayr and Karen McHugh's Motherwell face Hearts. And golf Jim Furyk has shot down suggestions that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson could be paired together at this week's Ryder Cup. The veterans lost two matches when partnered at the 2004 tournament in Michigan and have not been paired together since. Mickelson indicated that he would welcome a reunion after they were grouped together at Le Golf National in Paris yesterday. But US captain Jim Furyk is less enthusiastic. He has described the pairing as not too likely. Well, Rory McIlroy is looking forward to playing with Ryder Cup rookie John Rahm. The Ulster man has been grouped with the Spaniard debutant for a second successive day of practice. Rahm reached second place in the World Golf Rankings earlier this season, and McIlroy says the 23-year-old brings a lot to the team.
I wasn't quite as vocal in my first Ryder Cup as he's been, but I wasn't as good a player in my first Ryder Cup as he is. I'm expecting some great things from John this week. I played 18 holes with him yesterday. He seems to be playing really well. And if we do play together at some point, that would be something I'd really look forward to.
Finally, in athletics, it was another big day of action at Finn Valley Athletic Club as the annual secondary school's cross-country event was held in the grounds there today. It was an opportunity for students to test their athletic prowess against their peers from across the county and beyond. And for some, it was a first competition since graduating from primary to secondary level. There was teachers and team leaders there, as well as 23 schools took part in a very exciting day of competition, and the full results are available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. That's it for today. We'll be back with an ex-bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, Donegal County Council is to advance a proposal to give all fishermen in the county life jackets fitted with an emergency position indicating radio beacon. It's hoped the funding can be obtained from the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund in order to facilitate the pilot project. The local authority has pledged to engage with all relevant bodies and explore all options in a bid to progress the proposal. The motion was put forward by Councillor Marshall McDermott, who has been outlining how worthwhile the project would be should it come to fruition.
Donegal is prime for doing this. We have a coastline that's the largest in Ireland, and I think this needs to be done to the local authority and get it out there to local people. And this is not just about fishermen. This is about people going out on leisure boats as well. It's very, very important that the people that's going out on leisure boats have life jackets, that are wearing life jackets, and that have the proper life jackets. And I think if there was a fund available, which is available through Europe, people could get these life jackets at a very, very reduced rate. And if we do the right promotion on it, it means that people will be a lot safer, and we could cut down on the amount of people that's lost at sea. And if we can save one life, sure, that'll be well worth doing.
And part of that promotion obviously would be if the project were to come to fruition and these life jackets were to be deployed to various fishermen across the county, they would have to wear them as well.
Yeah, it's very, very important that when people get the life jackets, they would have to wear them. And there will be some type of a course that they will have to do, let it be in an evening or whatever. And I have been in engagement with the RNLI and the Coast Guard about this now for the last year or so, because it's something that I have been looking at for quite a while. With the numbers of people that have been lost at sea in Donegal, it's something I have been looking at, and I've had a number of discussions with them. I've had a number of discussions too with life jacket suppliers, and they're all on board. So now that it's passed by the council, we will get those relevant bodies together very, very quickly.
Irish Water is holding an information evening in Fulcara to present plans for the Fulcara sewage scheme. The utility say they are working to end the unacceptable practice of discharging poorly treated wastewater into Ballyness Bay by developing a new wastewater treatment plant as part of the Fulcara sewage scheme. The information evening will take place at Inid Akmani in Fulcara on Monday evening from 5:30 until 7:30. Meanwhile, a Donegal County Councillor has hit out at Irish Water over a proposal to facilitate a supply to Letterkenny from the Eddie Fullerton Dam. Councillor Paul Canning says a complete upgrade on pipework in South Innishowen must be carried out first before any such plan can be considered. The area has been subject to numerous bursts in recent years, with previous calls on the utility to carry out the necessary work. Councillor Canning believes that if the proposal were to proceed, current poor infrastructure would result in even more residents having what he termed an inadequate supply.
The hassle and the headaches that that water main has caused the people of South Innishowen from Fawn right up as far as Newton Conyngham is unprecedented. And if you think that Irish Water are continuing to take this water up into Letterkenny, the people in Letterkenny will not accept those amount of bursts. So I think Irish Water need to get their house in order and fix the water main, put on a proper pipe network. Also, the water pressure in both Killay and Carrigans is up, not up to spec. So I have asked Irish Water on a number of occasions to look at the water pressure and to look at those bursts and fix everything before we start sending water up to Letterkenny. It looks good on paper that Irish Water are facilitating an upgrade of water for 40,000 people in Letterkenny, but it's not on. And I actually think that the people of Innishowen will not stand back and let Irish Water take water from Innishowen to Letterkenny until they get the proper infrastructure themselves.
And in terms of the response you received here today, it does seem like, even as you say, Councillor Kieran Brogan has supported you in your motion. Is it looking likely that maybe Irish Water will take this on board, that they will upgrade the South Innishowen supply before going any further with that project?
Well, to date, Irish Water are very slow to listen to the councillors. They tell the councillor what he wants to hear, and they just, it's a tick box exercise.
The Public Health Alcohol Bill is due back before the Dáil this evening, with cancer warnings on labels to be included in the legislation. It was reported last week that the warnings were to be removed over fears it would harm the drinks industry. But speaking earlier today, Health Minister Simon Harris says it's important the labels are included in the bill.
The question was, how best do you achieve it? Do you achieve it best by putting it in primary legislation, or do you achieve it best by putting it in regulation? I've listened very carefully to people's views over the last number of days, and I think it's clear that people would like to put it in primary legislation. If we pass the bill, and I really hope we do, my department will then design the label, which will have to be approved by the European Commission.
And for weather now, staying rather cloudy for the rest of the day, with most areas staying dry, but a few patches of mist and drizzle will linger. It will be mostly dry and cloudy tonight, with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees and moderate to fresh southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the response given to the school transport issue in Innishowen is completely unacceptable. Earlier today, in the Shannon Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor told Senator McLaughlin that there will be no provision made for those students attending schools in Milford, Buncrana and Carndonagh who have missed out on school transport for which they are eligible. The mother of Danielle McLaughlin has welcomed a commitment from the Taoiseach that Irish Consul will be dispatched to India to meet with local authorities regarding the Buncrana woman's case and to attend the court hearing. Investigations are continuing into an alleged sexual assault against three schoolgirls at last week's National Ploughing Championships, in which a Donegal man is understood to be the suspect. It's believed that the 20-year-old man made his way into a hotel room where a number of underage girls working at the event were staying. And Gardaí at Ballyshannon are continuing to appeal to the public for assistance in tracing the whereabouts of 34-year-old Rhonda O'Loughlin. She was last seen on Sunday last at Bridgetown in Lahey. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 26th of September. the death has taken place of John Devine, Sprackburn Drive, Letterkenny, formerly of Ballyhooly, Cloddy, County Derry. His remains will repose at his son-in-law and daughter Brian and Maureen Carlin's residence at Ran, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from Ran on Friday morning at 9:20, going to St. Enan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Michael Farron, Coast Guard Station Greencastle, formerly of Shrove. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral on Friday morning, leaving his home at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family Fires only, please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.